Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Wednesday Wisdom. Today we're talking about a really good subject called the fear of God. And that sounds horrible, but no, it's really a good thing. It's a good thing to fear God. You're going to find out. So we're going to give you a few scriptures to kind of meditate on today. If you want to get a pencil, a piece of paper, you can write these down. Proverbs 9:10 says this. And these are all from the New Living Translation. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. So I'll say it again. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. How do you get wisdom? You need to fear God. I've taught it so many times. I pray every day, Father, I give you permission to teach my family and I to fear you. Why? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. How do you get long life, riches, and honor? You need to fear God. All good things come from fearing God. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. Then this one, Proverbs 1:7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. Fear of God is the foundation of wisdom, foundation of knowledge. Well, knowledge is a good thing. Ignorance is a bad thing. So when you pray it every day, Father, teach my family to fear you. That's how they get wisdom. That's how they get knowledge. And so it's two great things to have, especially when you're a parent, you got kids. Psalm 34:11. Now, this is the bedrock. This is the cornerstone of all scriptures about the fear of God. Psalm 34:11. Come to me, my children. Listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come to me, children. Listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of God. Come to me, children. Listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of God. It's not something that it's something that's taught. You don't get about laying hands on. It has to be taught. The fear of God is taught. So it's real good. Job 1:8. This is the opening of Job. Great book, by the way. Then the Lord asked Satan. This is God talking to Satan. Satan had already been kicked out of heaven, fired from his job, but he wandered back into heaven, and the angels were giving an account. Then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? God pointed Job out to the devil. Have you noticed my servant Job? He's the finest man in all the earth. Well, God can't lie, so he's telling the truth. Who's the finest man? Job. He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless. Who's talking? God. Well, you sure? Yeah, God said he's blameless. He's the finest man. God can't lie. He's blameless and the finest man in all the earth. A man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Now, this is one of the oldest books of the Bible, one of the greatest books of the Bible. The book of Job tells so many things. But when it opens up, God's pointing Job out to the devil. He is the finest man in all the earth. He's a righteous man. He does what's right. God can't lie. He's telling the truth about it. So it's a great story. He fears God, and he stays away from evil. Well, that's a good thing. That means I can fear God. I can stay away from evil. My children can fear God. They can stay away from evil. Woo, that would be a really good thing. Job 28:28. And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding. This is Job talking. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. Well, I pray every day, Father, I give you permission. Teach my family to fear you. What's that? True wisdom. True wisdom, wisdom that brings long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? I want my kids to live a long time. I want them to get their own money. I want them to bring honor to the family name. How are you going to do that? They need to fear God. So I pray it every day. Father, I give you permission again. Teach my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Psalm 34:7. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Do what? Yeah, the angel of God surrounds and protects those who fear God. So the fear of God is not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's a very positive thing. The fear of the Lord is a very good, blessed, positive thing to do. You need to pray it over your family all the time. Lord, teach us to fear you. Oh, man, it's just awesome. Psalm 34, verse 9. Psalm 34, verse 9. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Do what? Those who fear God will have all they need. Well, what do you need? Well, you got any need? Well, you need to fear God, because if you fear God, you'll have everything you need. Well, I got a lot of need. Well, then you need to pray to fear God, because the people who fear God have all their needs met. The people who fear God have all their needs met. So it's a good thing to fear God. Proverbs 10:27. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life. Why do you fear God? I want to live a long time. I want to live a long time. We did one of our lessons on long life. How do you get long life? You need to fear God. That's how you get long life. And so it's a good thing to pray over your family. Lord, teach my family to fear you. Why? It's going to bring long life. Riches, not a long life. That's good. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. The fear of God leads to long life, bringing security and protection from harm. Brings life. Fear of God brings life, brings long life, protection from harm. So the fear of God, don't ever have somebody throw something negative. Well, man, the fear of God. No, it's a good thing to fear God. You need to pray it over yourself. Pray it over your children, over your grandchildren. Pray it over your staff. Pray it over your business. Father, I want our employees to fear God, because that's a good thing, a very good thing. So take some time today. Find you a couple of scriptures. Write them down. Just get your concordance. You can do it on your computer or your cell phone. It's easy to do now. You just get on your cell phone and type in fear of God. Write your three or four scriptures right down on the card. Carry it with you. Lord, teach me and my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom is long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? Long life, riches, and honor. How do you get it? You need to fear God. How do you fear God? You need to ask him. Great thing to do, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.